For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
Weighing at 285 pounds, Keith!
Wait, what?
Yeah, sorry. Baron Corbin!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. We just watched live in Houston, Texas.
In person,
the first SmackDown back with fans. Yes.
I've made a huge mistake.
Oh no, boy.
Oh no. Joe had tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco tonight.
Like our favorite comedian.
Yeah. And then me and Eric were like, hey, Come on.
I haven't said no to that face in 35 years.
It worked.
And yeah, I still haven't.
Yeah.
Still haven't. Yeah. So if you didn't see the video on Instagram, I chose to go to SmackDown tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like, look, when everybody came out,
yeah,
there was a lot of energy.
A lot of energy.
That was the most energy I've ever been a part of in a six-man tag.
Right.
Because every time Edge got over on Roman, the place lost their mind.
Right. Oh, yeah. They were even popping for the main event matches that they taped before SmackDown.
Oh.
You know, those main event matches like British Bulldog's son.
Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Austin Theory.
Yeah.
That tag team. Who lost to bottom right twice.
Yeah.
Who are you?
That was perfect. Two guys. Yeah. What was the first guy? Orlando Bloom? What was the first guy?
Odyssey Jones. I don't know who the other guy was.
And Guy.
I think that guy is like a future like bloodline member.
Endeavor?
Okay. Probably, yeah.
He's a future bloodline guy. Like, he had the Oos tattoos and everything.
Yeah,
he had the Samoan tats.
Then we had Xia Li and Aaliyah.
Yeah.
That was another, I guess, airing on main event match.
Yeah, sure. So I think more people, like, or, you know, the people that were in the crowd tonight, that's like more people that are going to actually see it on Hulu. Like, how many people really watch main event?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
You know? Nobody. But I feel like the show just kind of got worse and worse and worse.
If we were watching from home, I'm sure we would have been like, yeah, it was, you know, they had a show, there's fans back, and that's, you know, that's it. There was one
return. That's the only difference.
There was one return that was unfortunately spoiled by the dirt sheets, you sons of bitches.
Yeah.
That's a shame. That would have been a lot cooler if we didn't know.
Right.
But, you know, it was fun to be back with the crowd, and they were excited, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So. I will give you that.
It
was fun to be there again, and definitely going to be better with crowds.
Right.
Can't be worse.
And Eric and I were on the entire show.
Yeah.
We were the stars of SmackDown.
Where in the world was Joe Pisano?
And that's what I get for, you know, coming at the last minute.
Yeah.
You know, my ticket wasn't where your tickets were.
No.
You guys got great tickets through our, you know, connections that we have. And last minute, I had to buy one in the nosebleeds.
Mm. Yeah.
I snuck down for a little bit. Hopefully people saw me with the pizza shirt.
Maybe.
And then security tackled me to the ground.
Yeah.
And they didn't kick me out. They just sent me back.
All I know is everyone watching on Fox saw the kick out spear pin repeat.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
We can't afford to kick people out because we barely have enough here. So just go back to your seat, sir.
We had so many tweets of people sending us photos of Eric and I. And
I got to say, it was really fun to hand out cards again. If you got one of our cards, this is your first time listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for checking us out.
Yes. Welcome.
Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah.
Sure.
And even if you
checks out
FTR,
getting to meet a few people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was good.
I think his name was Isaac. I handed him a card. He's like, oh, I listen to you guys. I'm subscribed. He pulled out his phone, and sure as shit, he was subscribed to us.
Well, hey, Isaac.
Yeah.
What's going on?
That's the kind of shit we love to see. So,
yeah, we weren't really walking around as much, maybe as usual. Because we kind of went right to our seats. So we didn't really see a lot of you guys that were there.
Someone said that they saw us, but they were too shy to say hello.
What?
Next time, make sure you say hi.
I saw Aaron Garcia. You
know? Yeah. Okay.
And I waved to each other.
I think it was him. He was too shy to say hi to me.
Yeah. He's afraid of you now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, saw some people for sure. Mm-hmm. Bizzle was there. Had a beer with him at one point. So it was cool. Yeah.
Hey, if you're going to be at Money in the Bank.
We're going to be there.
We're going to be there. Say hi.
We're going to probably be there.
Tailgating for a little bit.
Yeah. We'll go out after if
Hopefully
you want to hang.
Some man on the street stuff.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what the feel is.
Yeah. I wonder if there's going to be like a ton of I mean, I guess that there are a decent amount of fans dressed up tonight.
Sure.
So I guess they will be at Money in the Bank as well. But
right.
So, yeah, we're going to recap SmackDown, and then we're going to do our predictions for Money in the Bank.
Yes, sir.
I got to defend one of my titles. I got a couple there.
You got a couple there.
Sure, whatever.
One over here.
But first we have to thank five new patrons who signed up.
Hey, hey.
Brand new. Never before.
Is this including the ones we couldn't get to on Tuesday? Excellent.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yes. Because, spoiler, we got everything's back to normal.
Oh, yeah.
I got the computer back, so we're all good.
If you couldn't tell by the who are you.
Yes, that's right.
Give me just put your hand. Give me a three.
Yeah.
Three hand.
I'm a genius. No.
I fucked it up.
All right. That's good. Oh, wow. That was like a super you're fired with Inception music.
That's
what happens when they fire like
Edge. Let's try that again.
Edge.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. It's like when he fired Shawn Michaels. That's what was going on in our heads. We're like, no!
Oh, my God.
That's anyways, a big shout out to John Cade Byers, Ben Cruz, Aaron Butler, Brian Pepe, and Greg Lister, who subscribed for a whole year.
Nice. Hell yeah.
So thank you, Greg.
Dedication. Ching.
And that's a discount if you subscribe for a year. So
If
you figure you're going to be with us for a while, you might as well do it.
How much is that a subscription just for a month?
Five
bucks.
For 1 month?
1 month.
Yeah, $5.
$5.
Wow. And what is it, 50 for the year?
51, I think.
So you get like 2 months free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It's a good deal.
Right.
Buy 10 months, get two free.
And that's then if you're a $5 patron, you get like what? Maybe like 7-8 episodes a month?
Oh, yeah.
It's
for sure.
A lot.
We got all the brackets, Joe's Game Show, which everyone on Patreon who's already been on, they love it.
Yeah.
If you're one of the new people, go check it out. You know?
NXT and AEW Wednesday Night War quote unquote recaps.
And then we're going to be recapping Money in the Bank.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be in Dallas or Fort Worth, and then we're going to drive back Monday morning and we're going to do the recap then. So look for the recap to come out Monday afternoonish.
All for you.
Yes.
And then, we also have to thank Robert Miller, who bought a t-shirt. He got the logo. So thank you, Robert.
Oh,
it's a good shirt.
The logo was worn tonight.
Yeah, yes.
It was represented.
Yes, it was. ProWrestlingTees.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling. And then again, Patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling for all the bonus episodes.
Yep. All right.
But you're getting an extra free one this week.
Yeah.
Because
we heart you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So, first up, they have a long video intro welcoming the fans back. You know, by the way, the stage is just a giant screen.
Yeah, that's it.
And I have to say, like, it looks better on TV than it did. I mean, it's impressive because it's big.
Huge.
It's a very large screen, but there's no set there. It's just a flat screen.
So when Cesaro comes out, it's just giant Cesaro.
Oh, yeah, you have a seizure.
A wall of Cesaro.
In person, it's like Caesar-y.
Well, and then with the fireworks.
At least they had a good pyro, Most of that was used for Roman Reigns, of course.
Felt the heat from Seth.
Yeah, I was too close to the pyro. Like, I'm too old for that. I can get a heart attack.
I got some burns.
Almost
for sure.
Murdered me.
But anyways, to start the show, Vince Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah.
Everyone was excited when his music hit.
Yep.
And let's see what he had to say. I'm sure he had a big speech.
Totally.
And that's it. And then he leaves.
Then he bows.
Bye, Vince.
And he leaves.
No chance.
Da-na-na-na-na. Where the hell have you been?
Global pandemic, ring a bell?
Sure.
Old man?
Yeah.
But that's kind of classic.
Where the hell have I been? Yeah. There he goes, where are we?
Where are we?
All right.
He just come out and be like, draw the fans.
I love you.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Hunter's like, what? I thought you loved me.
I knew
what
it.
What happened? Yeah. Son of a bitch. So yeah, a little short and sweet, little cock tease from Vinnie Mac there.
Sure. Yeah.
What that was about.
Nope.
Why even come out at all?
Exactly.
So of course, we really start the show with Roman Reigns.
Yeah, of course.
Roman Reigns. Yeah.
Hold on. Before you go there.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Triple H is in the building. He was outside. You can see this on Instagram. Yeah. He was shaking hands and kissing babies before the show.
Yeah. Shaking babies, kissing hands.
Right. Yeah. Why was he not on SmackDown? He's Triple H.
Yeah, that's
He's the biggest star that's there all the time.
Yeah. Right.
Just hit his music to start the show.
It probably said Triple H. It probably said on the script. It probably said on the script, Triple H opens the show, welcomes the fans back, and Vince is like, I'll take it from here, Paul. Let me show you how it's done.
They clearly want to see me.
But let me show you how it's done. Ready? Well, already been.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he gets,
all right, bye-bye.
Then he gets to the back, and he's second one at the end.
That was crickets.
Yeah. And like, how do you not, like... Like they're cheering, they're going nuts. He lets it go. He lets it go till it dies. And Libby goes, Houston, I have one question for you.
Right.
And I've been waiting 18 months to ask
Seriously.
It.
Seriously. Right.
And it quiets down.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Oh my God.
Yeah. Then the pop for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
Then when he says, and then, I said, are you ready? Another 5 minute pop.
Yeah.
And then,
that would have been amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you not do that?
How do you not do that?
Does he do it for Money in the Bank? It's not the same when it's a pay per view.
No, probably not. Well, you know, if he wasn't going to fucking do it there, then.
First live show.
I've been needing
to do it for the second live show.
Yeah. They did it for NXT TakeOver with 200 fans. Like, come on now.
They'll do it for Raw.
You
Raw's
think?
Flagship
Why?
Show.
Not anymore.
I know.
You're on Fox, man.
Right.
So, yeah, we got Roman
Plus
Reigns.
Plus, it's not the first live show anymore. It'll be the third at that point.
That was another weird thing is that they said, because they didn't say this is the first SmackDown, you know, back with fans. They were like, this is the first live show with fans in a year and a half.
Yeah.
It's like, well, okay, WrestleMania?
Right.
Two nights of WrestleMania?
Pay-per-views are different.
Did that not count?
No.
No. NXT? For a couple months
right,
now?
Yeah.
No, not canon.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's not, but it's still special. I get it.
Even Sonya Deville fucked it up last week. The first ever SmackDown with fans.
Yeah.
What?
After the break. All right, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously. So, yeah. We got Roman Reigns and the Usos versus Edge and the Mysterios.
Versus who?
Edge and the Mysterios.
Who?
Dominic and Rey. Rey and Dominic.
Who was their tag team partner?
Rey and Dominic Mysterio?
Who was their partner?
Edge.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
The tag team champions.
Yeah.
And Dominic like, and Rey. So Reigns and the Usos come out first. You know, that's a long entrance. Go to commercial. Then the Mysterios come out, followed by Edge. Edge has huge pyro as well. It was very impressive.
That was incredible.
Joe jumped because he wasn't looking when the pyro hit.
Fuck.
It's like, And we were right by it pretty much. So, yeah.
I jumped. Yeah. I shit my pants. I brought an extra pair of underwear because I'm a good planner. Can't argue that.
Right.
And I almost died. Yeah.
So they all come out. Then Roman and the Usos start to leave. Uh-huh. And then Edge grabs the mic and says, you're not the bloodline, you're the bitch line. And then the fans chant, you suck.
I have to admit.
And I think at this point he goes to commercial.
Oh,
and
yeah, it's again.
7:16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 16 minutes of
nothing. But I mean, Vince came
out. Of entrances.
But I thought this was a great way for Roman to get more heat.
It just took a really long time.
Yeah.
It just took a while.
You do it a lot quicker.
Yeah. But all right, first match on SmackDown with fans back, and it ends with a roll-up.
Yeah.
A roll-up!
How do you...
One of the Usos rolled up Rey.
What? Yeah.
Like, it was actually a fun match, you know? Like
it was Roman, a fun match.
Edge speared Roman outside the ring.
Every time Edge got over, the fans lost their shit.
Edge
it was
went
great.
Crazy.
Right.
It was great. People went crazy for
Edge. Edge did a suplex explosion.
But why do you have to roll up Rey Mysterio?
Right.
Hit him with a weird splash and a super kick and just pin him.
Hold his shoulders down. It's like a child.
Just as long as you just lock the small package and it's over.
Yeah.
Come on, Big Show. You couldn't have beaten him doing that?
So a roll of victory, but then after the match, you know, everyone fights, and then Edge ends up spearing Reigns, and then he uses the chair bar again. Well, first Roman tries to do it to him, but then Edge gets it from him, and he puts him in the submission with the
Cross bar. Face.
Yeah.
Over his fucking mouth.
And the I don't know who used to do this crossface.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And then, of course, looking at the rules here.
Oh, you mean Daniel Bryan? Or
yeah. Yeah.
Edge went over on the Go Home show. He will not be winning the championship on Money in the Bank. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's in the cards here.
You know what? I didn't need that to happen to let me know that.
I knew that anyways. Right.
But when he held up the Universal Championship, they zoomed right in on his face. And if you look at that again, like me and Eric are like on top of his head.
Yeah.
Like our heads are like eating his head.
Yes.
It's kind of funny.
Just like in real life. What?
Just like in real life. Wow. I DM'd a picture of Edge that I took of him from behind. I took a
friend
picture
of the show, Edge.
Ass. I'm not lying about this. And I was like, hey, gotcha. So he's probably going to block me now.
Right. You should have been
I really wanted to yell out, I was on your podcast.
Yeah.
But he knows.
I told you to caption it. That's SmackDown's ass.
Yeah.
Look, I've argued for years that Jenny McCarthy and Britney Spears would know me if they saw me on the street.
Sure.
Right.
Of course. But the real question is, do you think he would notice your name on Twitter still?
Yeah. Well, he used to reply.
So maybe he'll retweet it tonight or tomorrow morning. Yeah. That'd be funny. Why wouldn't he? You didn't see anything negative.
It was a DM. It was a DM. You can't tweet a DM.
Oh, you DM'd him and said, gotcha? Him.
Yeah.
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 Should have.
He likes your.
Well, he used to follow me and the podcast.
I know.
He doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He unfollowed you?
Yeah.
You
ever personally? Since he, like, returned.
Yeah.
But I mean.
It was in his contract.
Yeah. Maybe you should. Maybe you should tag him and put that on Twitter or something.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll retweet it.
Right. Yeah.
That'd be great. And we'll copy the podcast, obviously. Or you do it as the podcast.
Yeah. Of course. So, yeah. Cool little moment there for Edge. But of course, it's not going to be so cool at Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
After that, Seth and Edge have a confrontation backstage where this time Seth is just like, hey, remember when I almost broke your neck in 2014?
All right.
Maybe I'll do it again, huh?
Yeah.
Right. But I'll really break your neck. This is just setting up the SummerSlam match between the two.
Yeah.
Which is great and all, but it's just like, you know, we just 100,000%. There is not a decimal percentage of Edge beating Roman Reigns, because we know Edge and Seth are fighting at SummerSlam and it's not going to be for the title. So, I don't know. I think it makes it too obvious.
Hey, it's not going to be for the title.
They could give the fans what they want.
Yeah?
No.
No? No, not so much. Then next up, we have a McAfee minute, which I don't think this was on TV.
Bottom right?
Bottom right.
Who are you?
I'm pretty sure this wasn't on TV because he made it all about Houston.
Yeah.
And he cut a heel promo, but he kept saying, Michael Cole said Houston's a terrible town, but, you know, like...
Smart.
It was smart. It was smart. Really funny.
And then he tried to, like, ride Michael Cole, and he wasn't having it.
No.
He wasn't playing along.
No. Cole's boring.
Yeah, that fuck.
But that's, I guess...
This is why we need Bailey on the commentary team now.
We really do.
I have... Well, I'll just play it now just for you guys. If you can't hear it, obviously... Well, you can, but this is him when... Boogs is playing.
He's playing leg guitar.
He's playing leg guitar.
Yeah.
He was dancing like crazy right before that, but I didn't start recording until he was playing leg guitar.
Yeah.
I wonder if they showed that on TV. Yeah.
Probably.
It's pretty funny.
They usually show
him rocking out. Yeah. Next up, though, we have Shotzi and Knox versus Natalya and Tamina.
Rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
Now, Shotzi and Knox beat them last week.
Clean.
Correct?
Yeah.
Fact?
Fact.
Clean.
And Natalya and Tamina are the tag champs. They didn't win the titles, though, because the titles are not on the line, right?
Correct.
You got to beat them to get a shot.
Yeah. So this week... The titles are on the line.
The titles are still not on the line.
Yeah, because it was a fluke. It was
And again, up. It was a... Well, not again, but it was a roll-up.
It was a roll-up.
Two roll-ups in a row. The first two matches, it's a roll-up.
Hold on. Apparently, they announced this is a number one contenders match.
That doesn't make sense.
How are the champs... In a number one contenders match.
Correct.
So, here we go again, WWE. How many times do you have to beat the champs clean?
Yeah.
Clean before you get a title shot?
So far, two.
So,
maybe, we'll see. Maybe more.
Right.
Yeah, most likely
are they defending the titles at Money in the Bank?
No.
No.
So,
no,
pre-show?
Natalya and Tamina are in the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah. So they won't even be on the
that
pre-show.
That was a great little announcement on Twitter last night.
That Tamina's in.
The final spot is Tamina. No, she doesn't deserve that being mentioned on television. Like, everyone else got announced but her.
Here it's this. Hey, you know how you thought it could have been Sasha, Sonya, or Becky?
Yeah.
Well, it's not, so we're just going to announce it now to disappoint you.
Yeah.
Because we've done that too much.
Or maybe at Money in the Bank, we see... Tamina injured. Uh-oh, someone's going to replace her. Probably not, but yeah.
No.
Right, you could have like you could have even done it to where
I don't think Becky should win the briefcase though.
Like if you're not going to put
she fucking left as the champ. No, she for come sure. right back and get a title.
But if
shot.
You're going to have them fight Tamina and Natalya, Shotzi and Knox, yeah. then it's not going to be for the titles. Have it be for their Money in the Bank spot.
Oh my God, seriously.
Like, you know,
I'd rather see Shotzi and Knox because they'll do some crazy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Especially Shotzi.
Especially Shotzi does not give a
fuck
about herself.
What the
fuck
is Tamina going to give the world's shittiest splash off the third step of the ladder?
The second step.
The second step.
I mean, even if you had a surprise and it was Shotzi.
Yeah,
it'd be like, okay, she'll do some cool shit.
Yeah, right.
That's not a bad surprise. Like,
right.
Not the best surprise, not who we were expecting.
Right, right.
But at least they should have said, I don't know, whatever. So this is, I'm hoping someone gets injured.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
No.
It never works out that way.
Zelina Vega and Liv Morgan were on commentary during the match. And then after, a brawl breaks out. And, hey, Liv stands tall in the end.
Yeah.
And then she goes to the stage and even gets an interview with Megan, My Eyes Are Going in Two Different Directions, Morant.
And this was on TV, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It seemed like it was in Houston only the way they started it.
Right.
I think it was.
Is this just here?
I'm pretty sure it was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Someone let us know.
But I was very excited for that.
Yeah.
But you know? Now I'm like.
She's crying. And
is this too. I'm like, why is she crying?
But they've been very obvious lately. Like, when Miz cashed in, he was like, I'm going to cash in this Sunday. And on the scorecards, I was like, I think he's cashing in on Sunday. And he fucking did.
I don't know how, but I
wasn't got a enough for me to win, though. It was only worth 2 points, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They've been obvious lately. And
right.
But who, I don't know. Who else wins that briefcase, if not her?
I don't know.
Don't break our hearts with this. Just
please.
Give it to her.
Please.
Please.
Just fans are back. Give us
she's
some
the
shit
perfect,
we want.
Lately, people have been winning it that even already had it.
Yeah.
Or people that, like, don't need a push.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it needs to be. It's before NXT, this was NXT.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
the next up-and-coming superstar?
For sure.
Yeah.
That should deserve the title that we can kind of sneak the title to.
Yeah.
And it's the women's titles. Everyone's had one once.
Yeah.
Every
we haven't
superstar.
Really had a good cash-in in a very long
no,
time.
No, we haven't. No. Yeah.
Before Asuka and Otis, because that, you know, Asuka just won and got the title. Otis, that was shit.
Yeah.
Miz
was shit.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What was the year before?
Braun.
Oh, and he lost.
And he lost.
And then the woman's.
Wow. Was Alexa Bliss on Nia same night she won?
No.
That was the year before?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Women's that women's? Year.
It was Bayley, and she cashed in Charlotte.
Yes.
That was okay.
That was okay.
It was all right.
You know?
Yeah.
She was still babyface Bayley at the time.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, we haven't had a good one since, like, Alexa's cash in. Or whoever the men's was that year as well. Was it Corbin? Or was that 2016? I don't know. But yeah, certainly it's been a long time. We could use some good cash-ins.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
They used to be magic.
They did.
Cash-ins, Ziggler, even CM Punk, Edge back in the day. Like, of course, Rollins at WrestleMania. These are magic moments in history.
Yep.
You've got such a great idea. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Like, make it amazing. I don't want to see any cash-ins this Sunday. Because then you won't have the lore of the cash.
No, I do, because I've never seen one live.
That's funny.
They usually burn one.
That's very selfish of you, Eric.
They
I
usually,
know,
they
exactly.
usually do. They now that they have two, they usually burn one. So we'll see.
Yeah.
They might. If you do it the right way, you know.
Right.
It could be great. There's been a lot of fan theories that we'll talk about later, but we'll see. Next up, we have Carmella versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yeah.
Carmella, her entrance is super hot in person.
It is. Fuck. It is.
It is ridiculous.
Fuck.
She's fuck.
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 Her entrance is fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Zelina Vega came out earlier, but for Carmella, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
But of course, Belair retains with the KOD.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
match was
she
okay.
Did the, she did the hair whip.
There's
you know?
A few botches in this match.
Well, it's Carmella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mella is botchy.
But she got the hair whip.
She did.
Then later, Otis and Gable are cutting their backstage promo bullshit that they've been doing lately. And then Cesaro walks up and taunts them. I don't remember what he said. I remember being corny as fuck, though.
Yeah.
He's like, hey.
there you go. And then Otis attacked Cesaro, so they decided to have a match. The match went like 3 minutes, and then Gable suplexed Cesaro for the DQ.
Yep.
And then Cesaro spun Gable a few times. Of course, the crowd was way ahead of the count.
Yeah.
And then Otis attacked him again and hit Cesaro with the Vader bomb. So
yeah, no big deal.
That's where we're... Cesaro, back to square one.
Yes.
You know, okay, so
he
his
won
first...
the match, right?
DQ.
By DQ.
I told...
But you're feuding with Otis!
I told Bizzle, I said, there's no way Cesaro wins this clean.
Yeah.
Because first it's like, if Cesaro loses, I'm jumping the barrel. I said, bro... Otis is getting pushed right now.
He basically
either wins clean.
He basically lost.
Wins dirty or loses dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just.
He's a face, so he's not going to win dirty.
You know, Cesaro won the first Battle Royal 2014. We all thought he was going to get a huge push. He became a Paul Heyman guy. And then a few weeks later,
for 10 minutes,
he was gone.
Yeah.
And nothing happened with him. This year, he gets to beat Seth Rollins in a one-on-one match at WrestleMania.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't even get in the Money in the Bank match.
Best match of his WWE career.
And now he's just feuding with Otis. He's just nowhere again.
Right.
It was all... Yeah. Like, he re-signed for this.
Yeah. Right.
Big mistake, Cesaro.
I know.
God. This is terrible. I feel so bad for the guy.
Seriously.
As soon as he walked up on them backstage, you're like...
Oh, no. Dang it. That sucks. Anyways, next up, Apollo Crews and Commander Aziz come out, and Apollo just cuts a 2-minute promo about nothing.
Yeah,
and then
Aziz is carrying like a lamp from IKEA or something.
He kind of said he wanted to do an open challenge and then took it right back and then he left.
Oh, is that what he said? I didn't even pay attention.
He was kind of like, you know, I should put this up for someone to fight me tonight.
I was too busy making
fun
of his...
Nah.
Not in Houston.
Later.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck you. Get away.
All right, cool. Great. Then next up, Kayla Braxton interviews Paul Heyman backstage, but Big E interrupts and he teases cashing in on Roman.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see about that. Then next up, Baron Corbin came out to cut a promo, looking shittier than ever. He's even growing out his balding hair.
I love how he looks right now.
I mean, it's funny.
It's funny.
So he comes out. He's begging for money. He says he started a crowdfunding thing.
Yeah.
He shows us
Corbin
the website.
Corbin Fund Me.
Corbin Fund Me. He needs $100,000.
Right.
Yeah.
He is really bad off.
What the fuck, Corbin?
He totally fucked this
Sell some heads already. Jesus. Yeah. Those things ought to be worth
Did
something.
Did you ever see... you watch The League, right?
Yeah.
The guy who played Taco.
Yeah.
John Lajoie.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm starting a Kickstarter for you to make me a millionaire. Right? And it's like, just send me money.
It was weird, though, because during his promo, he's talking about his 2-year-old daughter or whatever is sick. He's like, and my daughter's sick.
Because she had to eat
canned spaghetti. And it's like, all right, I guess we're still supposed to boo him, but when you start talking about your children.
Right. I'm not going to be part of that, Mom.
You know, yeah. So he's begging for money. He's like, you know, hopefully you guys aren't a bunch of cheapskates in Houston, Texas. So boo, of course.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Owens comes out, and then Corbin starts asking him for money. And then, of course, everyone just starts chanting, stunner, stunner, stunner.
Yeah.
And, of course, he gives him a stunner.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then this also wasn't on TV, I'm pretty sure. But afterwards, Big E came out. And then Corbin was starting to leave, and then Owens and Big E were trying to get Corbin to come back to the ring.
Offering
like,
money.
No, Priest, please, we'll give you $1,000. And he's like, no, $2,000, $3,000. Yeah. And they got it all the way up to $5,000, and Corbin was like, $5,000? Yeah. And then he still didn't come back. Like, I was like, oh, you son of a bitch.
You'd have to, even if you're going to eat a stunner.
Yeah.
You still need to go back to the ring for that if you're broke.
He's too smart for that, I guess.
Too dumb for that. I'll take a stunner for $5,000.
I think the thing was they weren't going to pay him, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. You just hit the microphone.
You just tongued yourself.
I did.
Sorry about that, everyone.
Oops.
Next up, so then finally for the main event, we have Kevin Owens versus Big E versus King Nakamura versus Seth Rollins.
Because they're fighting Sunday. Because
they're all fighting Sunday.
And they bring ladders.
Eight other people.
They bring out ladders everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yes. They're never
Oh, my God. It was like a 10-minute thing of... like 100 people bringing out ladders.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. But, of course, Kevin Owens was the star of the match.
Of fucking course.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
To all three guys. I forgot. I think he did it to Rollins first. But to all three guys, he had them sitting up. First he did it to Rollins sitting up in the ring. He runs the ropes like he's going to do something, and then he just stops and puts him in a headlock.
Yeah.
And then he did it again to Nakamura, and then he did it again to Big E, and it was fucking hilarious.
But, like, he knew the crowd was going to, like,
oh, yeah.
pop right when he, so he paused,
yeah.
and he shifted,
yeah.
and everyone's like, whoa, and then he does it.
Yeah. And I was saying, like, hey, this is the guy, right? I was telling Ashley, like, this is the guy,
right.
Kevin Owens, we all love him. She's like, this chubby white guy? I'm like, yeah, like, look, sometimes in wrestling, you can't really describe something, and then, you know, right. it's Kevin Owens, he's awesome.
Yeah, right. And then, Owens also got a ladder.
Stood on the very top.
Nakamura was on the announce table. He gets on the
Rollins
very...
Rollins tried to go up.
Yeah.
He pulls Rollins off.
Yeah. He gets on the very top of the ladder. I don't know. Maybe there were refs holding it, but that
I'm
was
sure.
very impressive.
We just couldn't see it. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he fucking did an elbow drop through the announce table on Nakamura.
Amazing.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And then in the end, Seth Rollins hit Big E with a curb stomp on a ladder to get the win.
Yeah.
And then Rollins grabs the briefcase to end the show.
Yeah.
You know,
it's one
proving
of these.
That he's not going to win.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You did get it.
Yeah.
Look, it's right there.
That was nuts. That was pretty
it's
awesome.
It's so high. It really is. Yeah. I'm looking like this from the floor.
So Rollins grabs the case to end the show, and if you weren't there, then you didn't see what happened after.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
When Seth cut a promo on the ladder saying how he's going to be the future and forever Mr. Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
So he's never going to cash in.
No, he's just going to hold it forever.
And then
that's what I would do.
Owens starts talking trash to him. But then the music hits and Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Who are
first
you?
First of all, I missed this on the notes. But in the middle of the show, Sami Zayn came out to cut a promo.
Oh, shit. Right.
Talking about the conspiracy bullshit again. And I'm talking to Eric and I'm like, well, you know, the rumor said Balor's going to be coming back tonight. So if he's going to come out, now's the time. And as I'm pressing send on the tweet, like, who interrupts Sami Zayn? Finn Balor?
He's got his old entrance back.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but he's still in the leather jacket. He's not smiling.
Right. It says Prince.
Hopefully he'll stay not smiling.
This is what we want. We got the guy back.
And he comes out and he kicks Sammy's ass and gives him the coup de grace. It was a nice little moment. Welcome back.
Yeah, no more 1941.
1914? Whatever it was.
I threw a number out.
Yeah.
And coup de grace. Maybe that's his thing again.
Maybe he'll still do the DDT.
Whatever, we'll see.
He did the coup de grace in NXT, so who knows.
It's a setup, but yeah.
But anyways, back to the end of the show. After we go off the air, we have a huge battle royal. Finn Balor comes out again for that. A bunch of other people come out. And then some cowboy ran out there as well.
Not a cowboy. It looked like a Crocodile Dundee hat.
Crocodile? Yeah.
It had the crocodile teeth.
Knowing
how did you
who it
figure
was.
It out?
Because eventually took the hat off.
Yeah, I couldn't
And then
really
he
see.
Looked towards me and I was like, oh, it's Shane Thorne.
and I said, who?
Yeah, Slapjack.
Oh, Slapjack. Yeah.
So I guess that is true as well. He's no longer Slapjack.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't look good
as. Well, none of this
Crocodile
is canon,
Dundee
so
either.
Technically he's no one yet.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. But they had a battle royal to decide who will face Seth Rollins in a one-on-one match.
Yeah.
That night.
And then,
that night in the
right
dark
after.
Match.
And then Big E won the battle royal. And then he beat Seth Rollins one-on-one in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
With the big ending.
Yep.
So there you go. Send the fans home happy. And then afterwards, Big E cut a promo, you know.
Yeah.
They're all excited to be back and
right.
everything like
Everyone
that.
Everyone keeps chanting, like doing the New Day chant when Big E's there. And like, he doesn't even come out to New Day music.
Yeah, but it's a part of his lore.
He
still
did
do this
he
to
did.
Flair. It's really Horseman. I mean,
he did, you know, do this whole thing to Heyman, like, oh!
Yeah, he did.
Paul Heyman!
I guess he can give him that.
As long as you're still a face, you're New Day.
Right, you can do whatever you want.
When you go heel, then you wouldn't do anymore.
How do you
right.
kill a vampire?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was SmackDown. You know, it was definitely fun being there. There
sure,
some good
sure,
moments.
Sure, sure.
Balor coming back was great. So, right. Let's give some awards.
All right.
Yeah.
Who did you have for worst dress?
I had Tamina.
Tamina?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I had Baron Corbin.
With
you
the
know.
Spaghetti stain
oh,
on his white
shirt.
Oh, it's
kind of part of his new gimmick. I like it.
It sure is.
I love the stain.
Right?
And
he came out to no music. I'm like, who the fuck is this drug addict?
Oh, yeah. He did come out to no music again, didn't he?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought someone jumped the railing.
Like, Best dressed?
Carmella.
A sweep it. I'm sorry, Zelina.
A sweep it.
Zelina, please forgive me. Just 1 week.
But you couldn't really
see her. It's just 1 week, Zelina. That's true.
You couldn't really see her.
She is like 5 foot nothing.
Yeah.
Couldn't see her. Yeah. Worst acting?
Michael Cole.
Oh, you just figured.
Well, no. Like he wouldn't even interact with Pat McAfee. How the fuck do you say his name?
McAfee.
Okay. He wouldn't interact with him. Yeah. Like, he was, you know, the whole little...
Oh, yeah, he sucks.
How do you know? Yeah. Anyway, I had Shorty Bitch.
Because I was there.
I didn't like his promo.
Who?
I'm getting tired of this guy.
Shotzi Bitch?
Shorty G?
Shorty G.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. I don't even know his name.
Chad Gable.
Yeah.
I had Vince McMahon.
Hey, that's fair.
All that.
Where the hell have you been? Yeah. You've been great.
Yeah.
Best acting. Did you buy merch?
Best acting.
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens!
I'm going to have to include some of the stuff y'all didn't get to see if you weren't in Houston, but it was still great.
Yeah. Worst comment?
Where you been?
Yeah.
Where the hell have you been?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say? Fuck face!
Yeah.
Best comment?
For me, it was Owens and Big E trying to get Corbin to come back.
Right. Where he says sorry or not, that was really good.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Worst match?
Women's tag match.
Yes. Yeah.
Tamina.
Sweet.
Talia. Yeah.
Super slow-mo.
Six-man tag in the beginning.
Really?
It took forever to get started.
Yeah. The open of SmackDown.
Just the open of SmackDown is my, my slow-mo.
Best match?
Fatal 4-Way.
Fatal 4-Way. Damn. Well, worst move?
The tag champs losing again. Them getting rolled up and losing again.
Okay.
And not losing the titles.
I had people clapping for video packages.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Booing.
They also did, you know, WWE likes to do this a lot at live crowd, or, you know, live shows during the commercial break, but they hit The Rock's music.
Oh.
If you smell!
And then half the crowd's like, ah! And they're like, now it's time to, who can do a people's eyebrow? Can you do a people's eyebrow, idiot?
And then, like, they cut to me, I don't know if you saw it, and I was like, fuck you. Suck a dick.
And then like one guy that one out of 30 people they showed could do a people. Everyone else is like, nah, nah, like just looking horrible because they can't fucking do it.
Like some people couldn't even wink one eye. Like,
yeah.
Right. So dumb.
Yeah. Oh, God.
My worst move was the first match, you know, in front of fans ends in a fucking roll up.
Yeah.
Best move?
Owens off the ladder.
Yeah.
Of course.
Faux motherfucking show.
Worst moment or segment?
My worst moment was roll up ends the first match back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had the cock tease from Vince.
Okay.
Give us something. Jesus.
Yeah. Yep.
And then best moment or segment?
Probably Balor.
Yeah, the Balor.
Balor return.
It's gotta be Balor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That is all for awards. Now it's time for some breaking news.
Yeah. You got some?
I do, yeah. Mm. So WWE has pulled some recent network / Peacock specials lately after giving them release dates. You know, they had NWO week.
Yeah.
And, what? You know, like, it was just, they were just calling it that.
Oh.
I guess because it was, like, the same week that the NWO was formed.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Like, but, 25th anniversary or something.
But Stone Cold's Broken Skull Sessions with Kevin Nash was supposed to come out that week. And then it just got pushed back with no announcement of when they're going to air it.
Well, God dang!
Well, God, I was like, God dang, Vince! Why you gotta push my fucking interview, you piece of shit? still getting paid, whatever.
I'm here with Kevin Nash, Diesel, and you know, you've pretty much shot on everything online already, so I guess I'll just ask you, how's life?
How's the quad?
Yeah. You like my beer? You like my, you know, or can you say you like my beer?
You've pretty much shit on everyone in WWE, so how are you here?
Shit, they had Cornette on a couple years ago.
Right.
There was also a Lex Luger documentary that was supposed to come out, but then they were like, no one wants to see that. So they just pulled it.
Right, yeah.
Who the fuck cares about a Lex Luger
documentary? Maybe the most overrated wrestler of all time.
I mean, yeah, he's certainly up there. But yeah, we don't know. There's no date for these specials. I want to see the Kevin Nash one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it.
And then also Sheamus got engaged this week.
Oh, cool.
The only reason I'm mentioning that is just, I'm just, please maybe retire now.
Settle down?
Yeah. Aww.
Maybe that's some super pale red-headed kids.
He's got a pretty fiance.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, she's cute.
Fucking guy's huge.
Anything else?
Not news-wise.
All right. Rumor time.
Hello.
Wow.
Rumor! years.
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe.
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet.
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance.
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed.
We mentioned this on the NXT AEW podcast. If you're on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling, it's bad news.
Yeah.
And it's probably true. Yeah. Fightful's reporting that fucking Goldberg will be returning to Raw on the Monday after Money in the Bank.
Right.
And he will most likely be facing Bobby Lashley at SummerSlam. Hold on.
Poison. Jesus!
Lashley. You gotta hit Lashley.
Stupid.
Suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Top right, of course, Vince.
This is such good shit.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
This, how many? This is six. This is the Andrew scale.
Yeah.
Right. You've got the Meltzer scale, which is good. Andrew's got the bad one.
I got six blech.
How many blechs?
Six blechs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Someone on the...
That's the max blechs.
I don't know why, but when I heard Goldberg's coming back, I just thought, you know, just instantly my hole hurt.
Yeah.
So
Someone on the Facebook group put like a, you know, a thing like, oh, what if Riddle won the briefcase and then... Goldberg beats Lashley and then cashes in on Goldberg.
Yes, I'd be down for that.
Right?
Who cashes in on Goldberg?
Riddle.
Oh, Riddle.
Remember because they had that feud.
That would be hilarious, but
that would be fucking hilarious.
No chance.
No chance.
Of course.
In hell.
But if that happens, Lashley's gonna be the biggest babyface in the company.
Oh, for sure.
No one's gonna fucking want Goldberg to win.
No. He doesn't beat Roman then, maybe.
Who?
Goldberg.
He already. Fought him, didn't they fight?
No,
they didn't. That's right. COVID stopped that.
Oh, maybe.
Which that was the best thing about COVID. It stopped that match from happening.
Maybe that's who he'll come back and challenge.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
Jesus.
Well, hey, we know Roman will win that match.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. And also, according to Dave Meltzer, WWE is still hoping to have Roman Reigns versus The Rock main event WrestleMania next year. However, they might end up doing a tag team match in order to lower the chances of Rock getting injured and delaying his next film. So he might agree to do it, but only if it's a tag team match.
I'll do it.
And then it's like, really? That's your main event?
Right.
Is a tag team match.
So is Rock heel or Roman face?
No, Roman's the heel still.
Do you like to do it yourself?
But like they'll each have an oos with them. It's like The Rock and an ooso and then Roman... I can't see. Would they really fucking do
fuck
that?
This.
That would be terrible.
Fuck this and fuck you.
Yeah. That would really be bad.
Yeah.
All right. Trivia time? Do we have any trivia this week?
Sorry.
You have a rumor.
So the rumor was that Bailey got injured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing at the Performance Center doing Vince McMahon's mandated, like, get the rust off for crowds.
Okay.
Like, he wanted people to go to the performance trainer center and relearn how to, like, be in front of
a
crowd.
Mm. Yeah. How dumb.
And that's apparently where she got injured.
Yeah. Well,
great job, Vince. Great job.
I'm a genius!
Yeah. Anyway, trivia. So, how many times can you beat the women's tag champs and not get the titles?
At least two.
I guess we'll find out, but I'm going to say four.
Yeah, it's at least two.
Yeah.
It's at least two.
I mean, we'll see.
Right.
Yeah. All right, fan questions. Let's pull it up. Fan questions. Our first fan questions back in front of fans.
How many do you have? How many do you have?
I don't know. A few.
Nice.
Jake Baker, where the fuck was Joe? Well, he explained himself, but I understand. Mike Dawes, did you notice any pumped in crowd noise? Also, you were on TV a bunch. No, I mean, the crowd was pretty hot.
Yeah. It was. I don't think it was pumped.
Yeah.
It was pretty hot.
Justin Stewart, is Andrew sick? That has to be the only explanation why he didn't look as hyped up, right? I was making faces the whole night.
Yeah.
There was one part where I had some nachos because I was starving, so I was sitting down. But other than that,
he's got an excited for Raw face and an excited for SmackDown face.
That's right. Joey Montez, why is Finn back? This guy sucks and he's just going to flop like always. He stinks and I don't like him.
Wow. Unpopular opinion.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Seriously.
That's bold, Joey. Jeez.
Yeah.
Amir, so what happened to the empty spot in the Women's Money in the Bank match? Did they just fill it with fucking Natalya? No, they filled it with fucking Natalya and fucking Tamina.
Yeah, they did.
Tamina was the last one.
F.
You don't follow them on Twitter, then you're not going to know. It's the only way to find out.
Sorry.
Steven Stafford, who would you like to see break Honky Tonk Man's IC Championship record of days held? How long did he have it? He had it for like over a year?
I don't know. Should the IC...
And then Warrior Gargano
beat him in 3 minutes.
Right.
Johnny Gargano.
Ooh, should anyone hold it that long?
Yeah. No.
But that's a title
title runs now.
Yeah.
I don't like
Especially for the IC title.
Yeah.
Or the Universal.
Yeah. Folks. Joseph Railing, was SmackDown worth watching? I have it on the DVR.
If you want to see us.
Do you like Finn Balor? I mean, spoiler alert.
You like
Edge
us?
Was good.
Yeah. Yeah. We're there.
Carlos, the first match and last match.
Yeah.
Carlos Ramirez, can you guys get me tickets to Raw on October 25th? It's on my birthday. Well, we're not in charge of getting tickets.
Yeah, I'm not sure how we would do that, but good luck to you.
Yeah, Raw's going to be here in October.
Yeah, October 25th.
Quick little turnaround there.
Yeah.
If you live in Houston, DM me.
Brennan Hill, I am new to Patreon and fairly new to wrestling. I only started in 2017. Just when it started to suck. Why did you even start then? But I also found your podcast. Thank you, Brandon. I'm now restarting your podcast right now, and I have finished the entire year of 2020.
Yeah.
I'm mid-2019, and you guys kind of like the show, surprisingly.
Well, 2019...
I'm calling bullshit.
Was that the year of Owens, or was that 2018?
No, the year of Owens was 2016.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, well, those were good shows.
I mean, 2019 was Seth and Becky won the Rumbles, so all right.
And we wanted that to happen. Yeah.
And WrestleMania was pretty good that year.
Right.
Joseph Henry, Pushfire Barry, head of creative, Eric Bischoff, Vince Russo, Jim Cornette. I'm pushing Jim Cornette because he's never been head of WWE creative.
Okay.
Yeah, but is he too fucking crazy?
That's what I want. That's what I like about him. Right. I mean, they're all crazy.
Yeah. Right.
All these guys are fucking crazy.
And I think Bischoff got a shot recently, but who knows?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
The rest of them, I don't really care.
I would bury Bischoff, fire Russo.
I guess so. Yeah. Pop Culture Junkie, Eric, what kind of merchandise did you check out or see new tonight?
I actually didn't buy any merchandise.
What was that Bad City t-shirt?
Bad Street USA?
Is that Shotzi and Knox or something?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No idea what
that
shirt
was. It was like a red shirt. I didn't really care for any of the shirts. Even the Edge shirt. Like, I love Edge, but I don't like that shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just... underwhelmed.
Andrew, what would Stone Cold's response be to Vince asking the fans, where the hell have you been?
Well, I'm saying, well, God dang! That's all you got to say, Vince? Shit, let me come out there. Pay me a couple $100,000. I'll chuck some Steve Weisers and get this crowd pumped.
Oh, yeah.
He tweeted, they were like, look at all the people tweeting. And one was Stone Cold. All he tweeted was, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And they tried to make it seem like that had to do with SmackDown. It's right.
He didn't even hashtag SmackDown.
He's probably watching, like, Breaking Bad on Netflix.
He's probably drunk on a tractor somewhere. And he's like, this is fun. Oh, hell yeah.
Well, God dang.
Well, God dang.
Well, God dang.
Carolyn Holly, who were y'all most excited to see tonight?
Edge.
Balor.
Well, we were most excited to see him when we didn't know he was coming.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan.
Carmella.
Alan Kimmett, what's the maximum you'd be willing to pay for a ticket in the front row? Certainly depends on the show, what pay-per-view or show it is, but...
Right.
$200.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too.
Yeah, probably around there.
Steven Kochanowski, what music did Davey Boy Smith Jr. come out to? Austin Theory's old music. Not The Way's music.
Nope.
No, because that's not canon.
Nope.
Kyle Foxen, what are the chances that Vince McMahon legitimately didn't know where the fans went?
83%.
that sounds good.
That's fair.
Chef Kane, did Seth just end his chances at winning on Sunday by taking down the briefcase?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah.
Chet Von Chetsky, bullshit hype video for Joe skipping the haha comedy bullshit show for SmackDown was all just a bunch of lies, lies, lies. Oh, they don't believe you were there because they didn't see you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, just I got the pizza shirt on.
Joe's got the bright red shirt.
Yeah.
If you look hard enough, I'm sure you'll see Joe.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, at some point.
Right.
Alex Verduzco, we're 99.9% sure Roman retains if Edge can't beat him with... which other wrestler is currently built strong enough to beat Roman? I can't think of anyone.
Nobody.
The Rock.
Wow. A face turn for Rollins because he has his number.
Yeah,
I guess so.
I guess, but even that, it's like you've already been here.
Yep.
Jason Dearham, are we back to separate SmackDown and Raw podcasts, or is this just a one-off to celebrate the crowds coming back?
Just a one-off.
Little of column A, little of column B.
Shut your mouth.
No, we're not going to do SmackDown every week, yeah. But maybe...
I didn't know you wanted to do a SmackDown podcast by yourself.
But maybe, like, I don't know, we'll see. Like, certainly not every fucking week, but maybe before the pay-per-views, we'll see how it, you know.
Maybe.
It's possible. But yeah,
Zoom.
That is
Zoom.
Skype. All for fan questions.
Zoom, yeah.
So, it is time for Money in the Bank predictions.
Yes. Here we go. Time to get my title back. And I've got some crazy shit on here.
Well, good. I'm glad. All right, first we have the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Rey and Dominic Mysterio versus the Usos.
I've got the Usos.
I also have the Usos.
Good job.
A sweep it. Usos. Right.
Yeah.
Jay pins Rey.
Jay pins Dom. Mm.
I have Jay pinning Rey. How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. All right. That was easy.
Yeah.
Raw Tag Team Championships. AJ Styles and Omos versus the Viking Raiders.
I've got AJ and Omos.
I've got the Raiders here.
Wow, you weren't lying when you said you had some crazy shit.
Yeah, because they've already hinted that Omos and Styles are like just done.
They're going to break up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I got Styles and Omos. I got AJ pinning Eric.
I've got AJ pinning Ivar.
I've got Ivar pinning AJ.
And wow. How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero. Zero. Raw Women's Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair.
I've got Charlotte Flair.
I've got Flair.
A Flair.
Yeah.
A Flair sweep. Pin submission, what do you got?
I'm going with pin on this one.
Could be another DQ.
I'm going with other.
You going with DQ?
Yeah.
Another one? Jesus.
I'm going to say pin. I think she wins it here.
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. And does the winner get cashed in on?
No.
No.
Anu. Universal chip?
You're going with pin on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does figure eight?
Maybe she doesn't natural tap. Maybe selection. She hits natural selection.
Yeah. Okay.
Or if Ripley wins, then I get 2 points for the pin.
She probably rolls her up.
Yeah, maybe. Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Edge. If you pick Edge and you get it right, you get to win the whole title. Anyone? Any takers?
No.
Oh, no, of course not. Roman Reigns all across the board.
Yep.
What do you got? Submission, pin?
I go sub, yeah.
Sub. How many people interfere?
One.
I went one. One of the Usos.
Just one?
One of them.
I got both Usos.
Okay.
And does the winner get cashed in on?
Oh, God, no.
No.
No. Then we got the WWE Championship, Bobby Lashley versus Kofi Kingston. Anyone have the balls?
Lashley.
I've got Lashley.
No balls. Lashley across. None of us have any balls. Pin submission other?
Sub.
Sub.
Submission. How many people interfere?
One.
Two.
I have two as well. And does the winner get cashed in on?
No.
No.
I'm going to say yes for the hell of it.
Okay.
Just for the fuck of it.
Sure.
All right.
Then we got the women's Money in the Bank. We got Zelina Vega, Asuka, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Ash, Liv Morgan, Natalya, and Tamina. Who you got?
I've got Liv.
I'm going with my heart. I'm going to stick with Liv. I looked at the other names, and I'm like, who else would win this?
Yeah.
Asuka, no, not again. Zelina's too quick back, and they've already buried her. Natalya, to me, it's the only, it can only, it, Nikki's the only other name I could see winning this thing.
Good Lord.
Right. But, right. So, Liv.
It's got to be Liv. Yep. This is her moment. Don't fuck this shit up.
Right.
Don't fuck this up. I won't forgive you.
Right.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero.
First to jump off a ladder?
Nikki.
Vega.
I got Nikki because she's doing the superhero thing.
Yeah.
Does anyone hang from the case?
No.
No.
Are any other weapons used?
Sure.
I'm going to say no on this one.
I'm going to say no as well.
Mm, good.
And then we got the men's Money in the Bank. Kevin Owens. Drew McIntyre. Riddle. Ricochet. Johnny Drip Drip. Big E. King Nakamura. And Seth Rollins. Like, if Kevin Owens won, I wouldn't be surprised. Drew McIntyre. Even Riddle, I wouldn't be that surprised. Like, the only three. I couldn't see Ricochet, Morrison, or Nakamura winning.
No.
But any the other five guys.
For sure.
I wouldn't be shocked.
No.
Yeah.
Who you guys got?
I got Big E.
Oh, damn it. I also have Big E.
Big E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big
okay.
E.
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
I don't know. I got to read my.
I got zero.
Andrew has one. Who's your one? Boogs?
Boogs. Randy Orton.
That'd be great.
Oh.
Interesting.
Smart. I also think there's a chance.
I don't know.
Well, I'll talk about this later, but right. Yeah.
Later.
First to jump off a ladder.
Morrison.
Ricochet.
Sure.
I got Ricochet. Does anyone hang from the case?
No.
Yes.
I got no. I don't think they do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because now everything's a coat hanger.
Ricochet's, you know, 50 pounds.
I don't even know if I should put that on here anymore.
Yeah. Could.
Right.
Any other weapons used?
I'm going to say yes here.
I'm going to say stick with no. And then does Randy Orton help or harm Riddle?
If our only two options are those, I'll say harm.
I'm going to say harm.
You could say he doesn't show.
For two?
You want to say no show? You can put no show.
I don't think he shows.
You put harm, Eric?
Yeah.
Joe, you put help?
I put harm.
Oh, you put harm.
I had to pick one of those two.
Okay, I put help.
Huh? Okay.
I think he tries to help him, and then
stick with those two.
It still doesn't work, and then like on Raw, Riddle's like, Randy, you do care about me.
Yeah.
That
sounds awful.
Well.
So it probably happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the moment of him trying to help him would be not bad.
Yeah.
All right, surprise appearance. There are so many choices.
So many.
So many choices.
Yeah.
Who do you guys have?
I have Sasha Banks.
Okay.
Yeah, I put Lesnar. I know it's not
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Sasha was actually originally advertised for this show.
Who cares?
That's true.
Yeah.
So I guess it doesn't count if she shows up.
Card
there. I have Becky Lynch. I think she comes out after Flair wins the title.
Okay.
You know?
Right. So. SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. Yeah.
It's a good choice.
How many announcer tables are broken?
I got one.
One.
I also think there's a chance like Bray Wyatt comes out and costs like Liv. The Money in the Bank, like, just distracts her
Liv?
Or something. Or Alexa, sorry.
Yeah.
You have one?
And then they fight at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping there's more announce tables now that we're back, but we'll see. I got two breaking.
Mm. Okay.
What's the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
Women's Money in the Bank.
Same.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
What's the main event?
Edge versus Roman.
I put the men's. I know sometimes they don't do that, so you think it's going to be a cash-in, but I don't think they're going to cash it in, so I think they put the men's last.
Yeah. I put Reigns Edge. Yeah. I think Edge. There's a, you know, the fan theory that I've liked the most, and I would love if it happened, is if Kofi beats Lashley, then right after that Big E, who cashes won Money in the Bank earlier, cashes in on Kofi, turns heel.
Right.
Mm. That would be awesome.
It would be amazing. Mm. And then they have a triple threat at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Kofi, Big E.
And Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be pretty sweet.
Hate each other.
Oh, sorry. Goldberg's going to ruin everything.
Oh,
like
no.
Always. Hey, Jericho and Kevin Owens, we're going to main event WrestleMania. Jericho is going to win the Rumble. Enter Goldberg to ruin everything.
To fuck it all up, Vince.
God.
Yeah. That's why people are like,
that would have been like, wow, a main event of WrestleMania. Kevin Owens versus Jericho.
Yeah.
It could have happened. You sons of bitches. Yep. And then Lock of the Century.
I've got Lashley on this.
I got Reigns. Wow. Course.
I feel like Edge, there's a small chance Edge could win via DQ.
Oh, that would be so lame.
That would be
so fucking horrible.
It would. And it's something that could definitely happen.
I'm sticking with Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Right. We should really start doing the survival things for him.
Next show.
Maybe next one. But there it is.
All right.
There it is.
In the books.
Yeah.
Boom.
So, all right, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show and check out the Money in the Bank recap coming out Monday afternoon.
Boom.
Only at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
And we'll see you there. See you in Fort Worth.
Strongest and best looking man.
insanity world. Loves wrestling, but only part-time. Strong, big players, pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every shirt most loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo, push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.